Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So when you're any better, Steve, you know what? You can really run around and do cool things.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what we've seen.
Drinking wine.
Yeah.
Crushing it up on stage.
Yeah.
The guy does it all.
Whatever his hobby is, man, he can just put himself right in the middle of it, and they're going to welcome him like a god.
Oh, yeah. If he wants to go to a Cubs game.
Yeah.
If he wants to hang out on the field for the World Series.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, and you know what? He's earned it. You know what I mean? How many scaffoldings did he climb successfully and not hurt himself? He's earned it.
He nearly died for all of us.
And he did perform at the Global Citizens Festival in South Africa, honoring Nelson Mandela on the 100th anniversary of his birth.
Which is why none of us were at work recently. We were all there celebrating.
Well, yeah.
Global Citizen Festival in South Africa.
Yeah, almost there.
Yeah. AKA Disney World.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, that Disney World has all the countries, right?
Yeah, we swung by Epcot.
Yeah, so.
And that's where all this was happening, DJ.
Happening there. I mean, they know the importance of the 100th anniversary of Nelson's birth.
Yeah.
So Eddie was at the festival too, Steve.
Nice.
He was singing. And people were talking that the highlight of this was his version of Better Man that he did with the Soweto Gospel Choir? I mean, because you were there, Steve, you know, right?
Oh, the Soweto.
Oh, yeah. The Soweto.
Soweto.
Yeah.
It was humid, and I was Soweto. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
What do you want from me? I went off for 10 days. Brain hasn't started yet.
Obviously.
You guys could all suck it.
Wow.
All right.
It's nice to see that you brought back an attitude from Disneyland. That's a, Disney World was like, hey,
the happiest place on earth, my ass.
What did I bring you guys? I brought you this.
Have you ever been to Disney World? It's not the happiest place on earth by the end of the day.
Oh, no. Really?
No.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. But let's see if we can appreciate Eddie Vedder with the I Was So Weto gospel.
She lies and says she still loves him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color. She dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man.
Can't find.
Wow.
Ready to give Danny a lap dance.
Yeah.
That song's awesome.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I mean, that
version. Feeling it?
No. I mean, maybe if I was there live.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I agree. I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah, if I was live, I was there live, but I'm hearing that going, yeah, there's no way I'm going to actually go, oh, I got to put that in my playlist. I think I'll just go to the original version, which I...
Do you remember Get Him to the Greek, the movie?
Yes.
What was that, the African child song?
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me a little bit of that, and I like this version. I like the fact that Eddie Vedder can just do whatever the hell he wants. It's just Eddie Vedder doing Eddie Vedder things. Like, you know what? I kind of want an African choir singing behind me while I do Better Man. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's actually, I mean, look, I would have tried it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would, like, if I was there, I probably would have dug it.
Yeah, but I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think it was the bongos or whatever that drum was that was going on. That was kind of a little...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a great idea, and I think live...
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Live, I would have enjoyed it, but sometimes there are things that happen live that when you hear it, you go, yeah, I had to be there. It is definitely I had to be there moment. Daddy's part was fine. It was just, I don't know, if the Soweto's... They were Soweto. Maybe that was their problem, huh? Hey... It could just be, you know what, like you, Steve, kind of tired, kind of need a vacation from the vacation.
That's right, because you just came back from Philadelphia.
Oh, dude, and I hate that sound so much.
Luxurious Philadelphia. Philadelphia in the winter to go play board games. Yeah. Sounds like a great idea, BJ.
Dude, thank God for the convention, because the convention was great. Philadelphia sucks.
Why does Philadelphia suck?
Oh, dude.
I love this.
Oh, it does. Now, granted, I mean, I didn't get to see much of any part of Philadelphia except for around the convention center. Oh, and Pat's Steaks, by the way. This is sacrilege.
Uh-oh.
But Pat's Steaks can suck it.
Oh.
Whoa.
Was somebody rude to you?
No, Gino's Steaks can suck it. That is the
Is it Pat or Gino? Who's sucking it?
I think both of them can.
Both of them suck it.
Are they Soweto?
That cheesesteak is horrific.
No.
It is a pile. The only way you can make it palatable is if you throw Cheese Whiz on it, which is their specialty.
Well, that's why it's a
cheesesteak. That's what you do.
I've had good cheesesteak before, made by people that know how to actually cook.
Bad.
It was bland. It wasn't that. And if you don't get the Cheese Whiz, if you try another version.
Well, yeah, you got to get the OG.
Well, I did get the OG. I did get that, but I wanted to try other stuff. Thought, all right, I had the OG, and I realized this is why it's good. You put Cheese Whiz basically on a rotting corpse, you go, hey, it's not too bad.
I mean, it's a solid point.
Yeah, wow. I hate to say it.
Cheese Whiz makes everything better.
That's true, but
if
you have a marriage issues, just pour a cheesecake on your spouse.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Cheese Whiz. Or cheesecake.
I mean, yeah, both.
I got news for you. Cheesecake, cheesesteak, Cheese Whiz. They all could be good unless you go, I'm sorry. I mean, in the whole town, by
the way. Was there any good cheesesteak?
Dude, there probably was. Actually, no. You know what? Somebody told us, and you know what? I'm going to be so pissed at Hair Club, because Hair Club was the one that told me to go there, and he's the foodie.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, if Hair Club went there, but I told him it was another place, and didn't tell him it was named Pat's and All Famous.
Ooh, right.
Yeah, he would have probably go, why would you send me to such a pile?
That bad.
Because somebody told us to go to another place that wasn't there.
Okay.
But Hair Club kept saying, oh no, you gotta go to Pat's, you gotta go to Gino's, you gotta go do it.
Well, and remember, he used to do a lot of drugs back when he was
younger.
You're
absolutely right. If you're high.
I mean, I used to recommend people to go see The Killers live, and then I realized when I'm sober, it wasn't nearly as awesome.
See, dude, first off, right, we were tired. We're like, all right, let's go to this Pat's joint. We'll go have it. It's cold because it's in Philadelphia in the winter. There's no inside eating. It's all outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I didn't know that. So yeah. I'm like, all right, well, this is great. And then I have it. And I go, okay. And then all of a sudden I try it a regular. And I'm like, all right, maybe Gino's is better. I go to Gino's. It's not good.
I respect that you made the effort to try all these different places.
They're right across the street.
So oh, okay.
You know,
wait, did you do it one after the other?
No, we went day after. You know, we thought, hey, we'll give it a shot.
If they did one after another, that would be called the Steve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, you
that.
Can't, because it's all bread. That's the other thing they do. The whole thing is they give you a ridiculous amount of bread for the amount of cheesesteak they put in there.
Uncle Chris, are you on board with what BJ's saying? Oh, he's giving you a thumbs up.
Yeah. And we were so disappointed we didn't get the Cheese Whiz the second time around, because we thought, all right, that made the difference.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. And then, you know, I can tell you more later about the city, but honestly, dude, I never wanted to come back home so much. The convention itself was great, which, of course, those guys at PAX can put a convention anywhere. They can put a convention in the middle of a war-torn country. It will still be a good convention.
Which is what they did by going to Philadelphia.
Yeah, dude, seriously, you're right. Look, you know, because you lived in New York. I know New Yorkers always make fun of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Now I know why.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm on board with New York, guys.
Nice.
There's never a reason to go to Philadelphia.
The city
ever.
Of brotherly love, my ass.
You're absolutely right, dude. Everybody is just there like, dude, please kill me. I mean, it seems like that's what it is.
One Texas of a BJ, it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Dude, that show does it right. Honestly, now that you go to Philly.
Oh, so it's not a parody?
No, it's not. That show is spot on for Philadelphia.
Love it.
Yeah, it is. Oh, man.
Another person, BJ insulting the city that threw batteries at Santa Claus. Doesn't sound like a really solid idea.
I don't think
they can reach him from here.
Yeah. Dude, and I wanted to give him a fair shot. I really, really did. We'll talk more probably as you know, the show goes on, the week goes on. I've never been to any city where I've said, this is the worst place I have ever been. I mean, usually any big city has some redeeming factor. I even think Cleveland's better than city, and I was not a big fan of Cleveland.
And I mentioned to somebody, like, what's BJ doing right now? I was like, oh, he's at a board game convention in Philadelphia. And they're like, Philadelphia? Why does he go to a video game convention in Detroit while he's at it? Because they're just like, why would you go to Philadelphia?
Dude, Detroit was a better city than this.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been to Detroit where, you know, they hadn't even done all of their rebuild yet. Detroit's a much better city than Philadelphia. Philadelphia, God, it is like, it's where you go when you go, you have no hope. Let's go to Philadelphia.
So this is Gino's Philly steaks, or cheesesteaks are awesome.
Oh, dude.
BJ, you're just being a bitch.
I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say. I was told, I don't even know the name of the place we should have gone to. I'm so disappointed
Luke's?
We didn't.
Somebody says Tony Luke's best cheesesteak.
I think that was the place.
Hey, Tony Luke.
But that's the problem. You know, everybody says you got to go to Gino's and Pat's, and so we only had so much time, so we didn't go. We should have went. We should have listened to the local. The local dude said, don't listen to the hype. Don't go to those two places. But my boss, who's supposed to be the food expert, I listened to him.
Well, I hope that you're expensing that eating
endeavor. Oh, he's paying for that.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Yeah, he's totally paying for that. I got to talk about these football players who got suspended. Actually, I'm not going to talk about it. Steve's going to talk about it. The reason I want to talk about it, though, is because Oreo cookies were to blame. You know, I love Oreos.
I don't know if you're going to love Oreos after you hear this story.
Oh, no, don't ruin my Oreos.
I said he got double stuffed.
Oh, no. All right, Steve's got the news for you at 6:20.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well, he's no Pulitzer Prize winner. Hell, he can't even pronounce Pulitzer. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Car Toys for giving us news and sports. And it's a very special day for you, BJ Shea.
Why is that?
It is national.
Oh, I can't stand it. Gotta eat cookie now. Arum, arum, arum.
It's National Cookie Day. I would like to give big props to this unknown woman who was in our elevator.
Okay.
Yeah. She had. I mean,
she give you her cookie?
She has. She brought
it.
Well, that actually, you know what? I would like to give props to the other unknown woman, but I didn't want to bring that up.
Oh, that's in the freight elevator.
Yeah, that's in the freight elevator.
Not
twice. I knew it was cookie day, too.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, this woman is right on the situation because she had a whole thing of awesome cookies.
And she doesn't work here, though.
No, she was bringing them. I was like, she works at the best place they work.
You should ask her, what floor are you on? You might want to swing by and say hi.
Dude, she was looking at me weird because I was salivating over her cookies, and I thought, oh, I probably look like Steve does when he talks about certain things.
All right, you're going with one cookie. You can only get one cookie. What type of cookie are you getting?
Oh, there's a grocery store in California that makes these gigantic chocolate chip cookies with nuts that are, Steve, you will never want another cookie if once
chocolate
you have one of
chip
these.
With incredible nuts.
Yeah, I love nuts.
Vicky?
I like the chocolate chip cookies, but specifically Chips Ahoy.
Uh-huh.
Those are my jam.
Danny. Cow chip.
Oh, those are great.
From the fair.
Yeah, those are fantastic.
Oh, my God. Those are the best cookies in the entire world.
Rev?
Am I the only one not going chocolate chip? Snickerdoodles.
Dude, I was leaning towards Snickerdoodle, and then at the last second, I changed my mind, so we won't have the same one.
Okay.
I'm going peanut butter with the peanut butter chips.
Oh, okay, wow.
Get out.
I haven't had with the peanut butter chips. That sounds great.
Game changer.
Oh, get out.
Well, I'm glad that nobody picked an Oreo cookie, because after this story, you're not going to want to eat an Oreo cookie, BJ. This is the headline. I'm just going to read it as is.
Don't.
Football player is suspended from team for running naked with Oreos wedged in buttocks. Or buttocks.
Buttocks.
That's right. 10 football players have been suspended for 3 games because they ran across the field. I like that they figured out how many games you deserve to be suspended for when you have Oreo cookies shoved up there. But that's exactly what happened. They call it the Oreo run.
Oh, okay. So this is a thing.
And they double stuff them.
Okay.
On there. It's all voluntary. It's not any kind of hazing thing.
Wow.
This is just what they do for fun and team morale.
So is it
rumor has it that's what the Seahawks have been doing since they've been going on this winning streak.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was obvious. I gave them that tip. So, Steve, I'm trying to get the image of this. Do they want to have a sort of like black and white stripe like in their buttocks area? Is that why? Or are they going all the way like mule? Like they're trying to sneak across the border.
I'm not positive on that one, PJ.
All right, we
not
need to
exactly
get pictures.
Sure. I'm figuring that they're doing it so that you can still see the cookie.
I know some people on the show that does it. What?
Oh, dear. Like I said, you guys have been gone for like 10 days, 3 minutes into the show. You're talking about food again. It's like you guys have never left.
Yeah, well, you know, we still got it.
All right, fine. We won't talk about food. Let's talk about this. What do you think is the most popular chain restaurant for a first date?
Popular chain restaurant?
Some app, a dating app, just analyzed data from 3.5 million of their users' first dates to find out what are the most popular places people go.
Oh, so I know number one. I know it.
What do you think it is?
It's got to be Applebee's.
Applebee's, not even in the top 10.
What? With all the great value, you can really look like a king or queen when you take somebody to Applebee's.
Vicky.
No, Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah. That's
is in the top 10. It's on number 7.
It's got good ambiance, the Olive Garden. That makes sense.
Danny?
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster, I would agree with you. That would be awesome. But it's not in the top 10.
Oh,
you know that she's a sloppy girl if you take
it
there.
Some people don't like that shellfish.
True.
Yeah. Oh, with the bib.
Yeah. Plus, Steve, you're very shellfish, so you're going to go anyway.
Oh.
Rev?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
That's yeah.
Right, number
and,
one.
And now we know why his wife is a lucky woman.
I can't believe you guys didn't get this. It's 7-Eleven. Number one.
What?
No, it's not.
No, I'm kidding. That actually came in 17th, though.
What?
Somebody took somebody on a date to 7-Eleven. They do have fantastic taquitos, whatever they're called.
And Four Loko.
Yes. Get drunk and...
I was going to say, it's definitely a stoner date.
It's actually Starbucks, which makes sense.
Oh,
coffee date.
Oh, you're right. The coffee date. I was going to criticize somebody, but yeah, that's the safe date. Coffee date is always the safe date.
Number two is Chick-fil-A, so clearly people don't date on Sundays.
Wow, Chick-fil-A.
In-N-Out.
Yeah, that's right.
Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, I've heard good things
Panera.
About that place. Oh, really? Panera. All right.
Speaking of Starbucks, I love this story. They just announced, well, I actually don't love this story, but again, I don't know who, I wouldn't do this at a Starbucks, so I don't understand why this is a problem, but they just announced that they're going to start blocking people from using their free Wi-Fi to watch porn in their stores.
Okay, look.
Who's going to Starbucks to watch porn?
I thought I was being discreet, but the lodge, they're at the lodge in Bellevue, that big open area everybody knows in Bellevue Square.
Yep.
I really thought I was being discreet. I would like to apologize.
Unrelated, new Starbucks unveiled their new drink, the Wackachino.
Oh! He still got it, people! Look what he brings back from 29 minutes. Hey!
The stupid jokes just start, BJ. This is an exciting day. I'm pretty pumped. I don't know about you guys. Today is the day that we should find out that Seattle is getting an NHL franchise.
Oh, that's right. It is today.
Today could be a historic day in the world of Seattle sports as Gary Bettman in the NHL. There's plans and rumors, and I think everybody believes it's going to happen, but it'd be nice to hear it finally and make it official that Gary Bettman's going to announce the new expansion team in Seattle. You go to the NHL website, first thing you see, Seattle skyline talking about this.
Oh, well, so, if that's on their website and they say no, that really is. Like, is that what you're saying? Like, it's got all the stuff on there, making them highlighting us and everything.
It says Seattle expansion voteneers, so they could still say no, but they're not going to say no.
Exactly. I mean, it looks celebratory. Everything makes me feel like they're going to say yes.
So at some point this morning, we should have great news. The only bad news is that there's a good chance that we won't be getting this team. A lot of people are hoping for 2020 to start the season.
Yeah.
It's looking more like it might be 2021 because, you know, they have that $700 million renovation of the Key Arena to do, and some believe it won't get done in time because they have to wait until they get awarded the team to start the renovation. So they've been waiting idly until this is going to happen. So fingers crossed they could make it happen, though.
And I heard that, too. And I'm glad that at least it didn't basically just put the kibosh in the whole thing. Because at one time, there was that, look, we're going to build it only if you come. And they say, well, we're only going to come if you have it built. So at least, hey, I'll wait an extra year knowing that we were able to get it done.
It's like, yeah, it's a bummer, but that's fine. That just gives us more time to debate and argue about the team colors and the team name and all that fun stuff. But that's the next
step.
I
think the Wackachinos is now the new name. It should be.
Seattle Wackachinos?
Yes.
Let's go Wackers.
Yeah, exactly. I like it. It's a winner.
Who's not going to be a winner is the Seattle Mariners next year. You know, Jerry DePoto said they're going to take a few steps back.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, that seems to be happening.
Oh, so you haven't heard the news, have you?
What's the latest news?
Apparently, Jerry DePoto also traded you.
Where am I going?
You know what? You're going to Tampa.
I hope I'm not going to Philly with Gene Segura, because apparently Philadelphia sucks, like you told us earlier.
Oh, yeah. Dear Gene Segura, I'm so sorry you have to go live in that pile.
He's gone. The Mariners got Carlos Santana, not the guitarist, but the baseball player, and J.P. Crawford for that one. And then the bummer is saying goodbye to Edwin Diaz, obviously.
Yeah.
An incredible relief pitcher for the Seattle Mariners. He really seemed to love his time here in Seattle, posted a great message on Instagram and other places as well. But now he's off to New York in a 7-player trade that included him and Robbie Cano. And the Mets are also getting $20 million basically to help cover the cost of Robinson Cano. But lots of changes happening.
I said that last year. Once he was under suspicion and was suspended for 80 games, that was it for Robbie.
Eagles won last night, Monday Night Football, 28-13, beating the Redskins, which is a good thing because Redskins are part of that whole wild card race that's happening. And Seattle's looking great, man.
Yeah,
I had a few people texting me saying, hey, man, I think BJ might be right with this winning out for the rest of the season.
I'm telling you, man, look, anything can happen, but I think the Rams are the only team that we got to worry about, and that will be a terrific game if it goes that way. It'll be terrific. It'll be a conference championship, and you know what? It'll be one to remember.
I don't know, though. The Redskins now have Mark Sanchez as their quarterback.
Colt
McCoy, he broke his leg during the game.
I take it back, then, yeah, we got no shot.
As far as weather, 43 degrees and cold.
It's going to have some sun, but it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
And thank you, Kia, you all, for giving us news and sports.
I would just like to say there was one listener last year. I remember last year when I said we should get rid of Paxton. It was like at the trade deadline. Last year I said that. And, of course, everybody said I was out of my mind.
Including me.
Yeah. But I saw it coming. I really saw it coming. And this is a good thing, even though it does suck, because if you're a Mariners fan, you go, why are we always rebuilding? I don't understand why this is happening. But Jerry DePoto made some very good points. He was like, our team, the core of our team was getting old, and it just wasn't going to get any better. And it's true. You know, they I think they were hoping Felix would have been better than he was, and they would have had a better shot. And then once they realize where Felix is going, they got to do what they got to do. And it sucks losing Diaz, but they really, it looks like they got some good guys for the future. And I'm hoping that, you know, that in a couple of years, we've got a good young team that they can go out and get some
free
agents.
They got the right young guys.
Well,
yeah, that's a big crapshoot. But
I look at what the Red Sox did, because the Red Sox had, you know, they had a similar situation. Now they have a lot of good young players. They filled in the gaps with some free agents, and they won the World Series this year. So I'm hoping we could say that for the Mariners in 2-3 years, maybe earlier. Who knows?
One texter says, BJ, remember a month ago I texted and said you guys wouldn't recognize the team and it would be a fire sale, and you said I didn't know what I was talking about. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you like apples?
Did I actually say that?
Well, quite a bit. We might have been part of the Mariner mojo and
poo-pooed
this texter.
Well, either way, this texter is absolutely right. I am a bit surprised, because I thought they would keep some people and just, you know, so I am surprised. So they're in total rebuild mode. So, yeah, I'll give that texter credit.
We have an update about the Oreo and the butt cheek story.
Yes, thank you.
Apparently, there is some more information. It's something that was happening on the comedy show Blue Mountain State, that football show.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing from that show.
It says the Oreo race from a show called Blue Mountain State. Cookie goes between the cheeks. You have to run without dropping the cookie.
Oh, okay.
The Oreo. A lot of people know a lot about this Oreo run. You pinch it in your crack, so you can run across the field without it falling out. Oreo down, you lose. Could you imagine being dad getting that call? I would laugh my ass off.
Unless you know that show. If you know that show, you're like, oh, that's pretty awesome.
We should do it.
Oh, really? We should run nude with Oreos in our room?
Well, can we do it with our boxers on only?
Well, then the cookie falls. How do you know? Because you catch it.
Well, you got to wedge it. You know, because we can't get naked. This is, you know, family establishment.
Can we do a thong?
Oh, no. That's the way to do it. Yeah. Vicky's right.
Then we'll Borat thong, yes.
Then we'll see if the cookie, because you're supposed to be able to keep it in, and, you know,
hey, boss, we have a new event that we want to do. The first annual BJ and Migs Oreo run.
I'm for it. I think I can make this happen. I still my glutes are still working pretty good. It's about the only thing working pretty good on me.
And to go back to the Starbucks banning porn, or their Wi-Fi banning porn, so you can't use their free Wi-Fi to watch your pornography. Apparently, according to one texter, no joke, YouPorn responded by officially banning Starbucks products from their offices starting January 1st. That's from Chris.
That's awesome. It is disturbing to see stuff like that in public. I get it. But now it's like, you know, how am I going to go try to go to a site, but I can't get to the site because the site. Or how about this? You won't be able to do anything involving my name. Which is, if you try to do BJ and Migs, guess what? You probably won't be able to load it at Starbucks because they're going to think it's porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then again, you want to run around nude with Oreo cookies. You sure aren't helping the case at all. That's for sure.
It's funny though. Like, you go on our work Wi-Fi and you try and, like, you know, go onto one of those adult websites on your phone and it's blocked. Our Wi-Fi blocks it.
See, that's not right.
Fortunately, our computers don't.
Yeah, because we have an inside man.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we're just.
But we used to, but nobody's noticed it since he's been gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because that inside man probably was the guy you wouldn't want to go to a Starbucks with. Yesterday Steve did get this one wrong.
Who recorded the 1955 song Ain't That a Shame?
Is that Merle Haggard?
No.
Hank Williams?
No.
Yeah, buddy.
Elvis?
No. Oh.
I do see where you're going, because it does feel like it would be a country song, but actually it was Fats Domino that did that song. Now, here's the thing. We want you to call in if you have a chance to beat Steve, but apparently, Steve, ever since we've been gone, we still haven't paid our phone bill.
They still haven't fixed the phones?
No, so we don't.
So we still have to use Danny's cell phone?
We still have to use Danny's cell phone.
How was that during the Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah. A lot of people calling you?
Yeah.
Hashtag D-Picks.
He disabled that.
Oh, Danny.
I'll put him back on for the show today.
It's a special D-Pick disabler.
That's right. So if you want to play Beat Migs, it's 206-449-1181. That is a temporary number until either Danny quits or
the check clears.
Yeah, or the check clears. 206-449-1181. If you want to play Beat Migs, we'll do that at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you filed for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.